As we continue on the topic of sending PHI through emails to parties outside of HCFS, we want to start by encouraging the use of @secure as a basic practice. We realize in some instances the intended party outside of HCFS may not be interested in that business practice. And when you're dealing with PHI, then you need to impose a password-protected document to enhance security. To do so, you would just have the Microsoft-based document attached to the email, but it should be saved with password protection. You should double-click that document to ensure it asks you for the password to view the content. And if you secure that confirmation, then you would send the email. You would then be required to send a separate email with the password to actually open the document. But it's important you do not keep the password and the password protected document on the same email. If password protection is not an option, then please use a scan cover sheet with your PHI documentation. You should scan the document to yourself with the cover sheet on top and then forward the email to the appropriate recipient.